that he had a wonderful day. So the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, we actually read it as the Haftorah of Yom Kippur, so it's highly appropriate for our discussion of Ilchos Yom HaKippurim, Vekarasa L'Shabbos Oneg, L'Kdosh Hashem D'Chubad. So we know what it means, Vekarasa L'Shabbos Oneg. It's talking about Shabbos. So there's a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. We have Achilas, Shisiyah, other forms of enjoyment on Shabbos. The Rav had a big chiddush that even though these are Divrei Kabbalah, the Rav thought that it was a Kiyum Doraisa based on a beautiful passage in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Lamed, where the Rambam says, Arba Dvarim Namru B'Shabbos. There are four things that are said about Shabbos. Safar B'Shamar, Kavod V'Oneg. So the Rav asked, well, the Rambam thinks that we can't count Zafar B'Shamar and Kavod V'Oneg. So what he's telling you is that Kavod V'Oneg are Midivrei Kabbalah, but they factor into Shamar V'Zafar. They actually have the Kiyum Doraisa. So not much is clear. V'karas l'Shabbos Oneg. But the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes, asks, what does it mean, the Kedosh Hashem Mechubad? What are we referring to when we talk about the Kedosh Hashem? So the simple pshat of the pasuk is that it's another way of referring to Shabbos. But the Gemara darshan said there's another day that's very similar to Shabbos that's referred to as Shabbos, Shabbason. Of course, that's Yom Kippur. I think there's another reason that the Gemara had in mind that it's Kedosh Hashem is a reference to Yom HaKippurim, is that there's one figure in Tanakh who's referred to as the Kedosh Hashem, and that's Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol. And Tehillim Kuvav, it's actually a sadness, more Tehillim, it talks about all the rebellions of the Jewish people in the Midbar, and it talks about the rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu and against Aharon Kedosh Hashem. So it makes perfect sense that the term Kedosh Hashem in Tanakh would mean Yom HaKippurim, because, of course, Yom HaKippurim is the day of the Kohen Gadol. But this Yom HaKippurim is only caution to Kohen Gadol. But we have to ask a question. On Shabbos, we know what Oneg entails. We explained Achila, Shasiyah, many other things, but all of those things are forbidden on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara Darshan, Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, how exactly do we demonstrate Kavod Yom HaKippurim? So the Gemara says, Kavdehu Bechisos Nikiyah, that we should wear beautiful clothing, and that is one of the primary bases of the idea of wearing a kittel on Yom HaKippurim. Of course, the other reason is almost in the opposite direction, is that Tachrichin Big Day Mesim, it's a way of reminding us that Sifrei Chaim is Sifrei Mesim Suchim Lefanav. Another way that we express Kavod Yom HaKippurim, because we can't do it through the normal mechanisms that would be associated with Achila and Shasiya and family life, is through lighting candles. You know, the Gemara refers to Ner Shabbos, and by extension Ner Yom HaKippurim, as sometimes a form of Kavod, sometimes a form of Oneg. So the Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, if it's din of Kavod Yom HaKippurim, it's also expressed by lighting candles. So the ancient Minhagim were to light candles all over the shuls, all over the Bate Midrashos, and all over people's homes as well. Of course, today we are a little bit concerned about people leaving things unattended, and already 100, 200 years back, they were concerned that this would lead people to a situation of asking to ask non-Jews to do malacha on Yom HaKippurim. But at least in theory, of course, this is sufficient basis for us to have Neros Yom HaKippurim. It's an entire discussion, but of course we end up saying a bracha that we only say once a year, Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosa B'Tzivan L'Havdik Ner Shel Yom HaKippurim. And of course, if it's Shabbos, we add in a reference to Shabbos as well. There's a Mishnah in Masach Tzavchem in Makom Shenagu, which discusses that there are opposite Minhagim when it came to lighting candles in the privacy of a bedroom. Of course, it's an Isra of Tashmish Hamita. So there were two opposite Minhagim that were both driving at exactly the same idea. One idea was that we should daf the light candles to remind ourselves that there's an Isser at this particular time. The other approach was just the opposite, that husband and wife shouldn't even see each other, and as a kind of a gedder or siyag, not to head off in the direction. So the Gemara says about that, we have opposite minhagim, but kulam karecha diskavdu, everybody was just interested in the same thing, which was, of course, observing the halachos of Inoy and Yom HaKippurim, ve'amech kulam tzadikim le'olam yirshu aretz netzer mata'ai, Maaseh Yadai, the His Choir. Rabbi Chananah ben Akasha, Maritz Kodesh Baruch, Lazat, Lishishra, Lepika.